I'm Per Norgren with day 14 of the program Being Here. Yesterday's poem, When Closeness Feels Too Much, stayed with the body. It didn't ask for contact or movement, only allowed distance to be safe. Today's poem stays with the experience of that distance. When closeness feels like too much reflecting, it's not designed to regulate or settle. It doesn't move anything forward. Instead, it names something many people carry quietly. That pulling back is often not rejection, but a way of staying intact when capacity is low. So, when closeness feels like too much reflecting, there are moments when distance feels easier than closeness. Not because connection isn't wanted, but because it asks for more than feels available. The body may respond first, a tightening, pulling back, a preference for space that doesn't need explanation. This can happen even with people who matter. Even in relationships that feel generally safe. Closeness can still arrive as pressure rather than comfort. Often the mind steps in with interpretation, questions about what this means, concerns about being cold, withdrawn, or unkind. But stepping back is not the same as rejecting. It's often a way of staying intact, of preserving a sense of self when proximity feels overwhelming. There may be relief in the space created, a quiet steadiness, sense of being able to breathe without being seen too closely. This doesn't mean connection is impossible. It means timing matters. So does capacity. Recognizing this can soften self-judgment. It allows distance to be understood as a form of care, not just for others, but for yourself. Seeing withdrawal this way doesn't require it to change. It simply honors what is happening. When closeness feels like too much.